This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And we are on day, what, five of our national nightmare? Kim and Kanye are getting a divorce.
It's true.
But we, being the tinfoil hat wearing duo, Team Cobra.
Yeah.
I think we missed a major opportunity to look into a conspiracy theory.
Well, there is a perfect conspiracy theory that has been sitting in plain sight, courtesy of TikToker. And I do want to give a hat tip to our good friend Panda and listener. Good friend and listener Panda. You know what I'm saying?
We love you, Panda.
Thank you for forwarding this theory to us. And then I found the TikTok courtesy of our good friend. And by that, I mean nobody we... No, Perez Hilton, who posted this TikTok video explaining the conspiracy theory about Kim and Kanye's pending unnuptials. Now, Rob, I didn't give you a heads up, but do you have access to the grid, Rob?
I've got it. Yep. We're ready to go.
Oh, you're the best.
Look at you.
Rob, thank you.
Today is Rob Day in honor of this great work.
We hereby declare, whereas Rob Day.
Well, let's see if it works first.
All right.
Nope, no problem.
Okay, you ready to go now?
Yeah, let's do it.
So if I were a type of very involved mother, like someone who would write in her memoir that she plans her children's lives like they are chess pieces, and I knew that a giant class action was coming in a few days, but my poor daughter wasn't 100% sure she was ready to cut the cord with her baby daddy, but I also knew that under California law, the date of separation is really important, because after that date, each spouse is responsible for their own earnings and debts, but also that lawyers fight all the time over the date of separation because one party might want to extend that date to cover more credit card debts. Well, let's say I had an in with the media. I might just make sure that it is printed that my daughter is indeed separated before those class actions come. But that's just what I would do if I were playing chess. So if I were a type of very...
Okay, thank you, Rob. So that conspiracy theory, if you couldn't catch it, because you have to kind of like think this through, essentially what she's saying is that Kris Jenner plotted to drop plausible piece of evidence that Kim and Kanye separated before this class action lawsuit went ahead, even though their divorce was announced, her filing for divorce was announced after that class action lawsuit was set to begin, thereby rendering everything that happens after that separation date separate and apart from the union that was previously Kim and Kanye.
Meaning she won't have any financial responsibility having to do with this class action lawsuit if they separated before.
Or could plausibly make that case in a court of law.
Sure.
And her attorney, Laura Wasser, who is no joke, when it comes to divorce lawyers, like that is a strategy that seems completely plausible. Again, just to reiterate, the theory is that Kris Jenner used the media to announce the separation before Kim was actually ready to file for divorce to protect Kim's fortune from Kanye's ridiculousness.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now,
by ridiculous, I mean legal troubles.
Can I just give some, what's that word? What's the word for like evidence that's not really evidence? Circumstantial type evidence to support that claim?
Yeah.
Because if indeed Kim wasn't actually ready to drop that news, then
Or not only drop the news, but allegedly, supposedly, just like, make that choice.
Do it at all. Yeah. Yep. Then it would make sense, because like with the Kardashians, they want to get the most mileage out of any announcement.
Yeah.
Which is why it was sort of suspicious that this happened on a Friday to begin with. It seems like that would have been a Monday announcement in Kardashian world. But if Chris was trying to just kind of get this done to first get under the wire so that they're not going to have to, you know, so they have some plausible way to get out of having responsibility for that class action lawsuit. Also, it stands to reason that she might want to distract from any conversation around it to kind of throw people off the scent of this very conspiracy theory, which would then be another reason why Khloe is doing her weird dance with her booty and a big engagement ring, trying to distract us from what's right in front of us.
But this takes us all the way back to the announcement of the separation.
Oh,
because the class action lawsuit was at the end of January.
So we're talking about the original rumblings about...
Yeah, so what she's saying in this theory is not the announcement that was just made that Kim filed for divorce. What this woman is alleging, supposing, is that the original announcement of the separation, which we learned at the beginning of January, I believe, was to essentially get Kim to pull the cord and to give Kim, again, that argument in court.
Right.
If somebody were to bring this up, like, oh, you're just as much responsible for, you know, this class action lawsuit as Kanye is. She's already gotten it in papers at the beginning of January before that class action lawsuit began at the end of January.
Okay. So then in that case, I would just like to go back and say four words, "We told you so," which is every time we read one of those stories and we said to you, the source in the story is
Kris Jenner.
150% right.
I mean, totally.
That's all. I just wanted to be right in this moment.
Yes. I just want to give credit to this woman who is thinking on her feet. She, there was some other, I need to follow her on TikTok. I will confess, I try not to open TikTok because I don't want to get sucked in.
I hate TikTok.
But why do you hate her?
Because you do get sucked in.
Yeah.
And it is such a huge time waster. Yeah. It's awful.
But because I was like, what else is she saying? She had some, she pointed out that like, there's an Amazon terms of service contract that includes like a zombie apocalypse. Like, we're not responsible for zombie apocalypses, and like read the tech. It's mind blowing. So she's a lawyer, I believe, this woman. And I think her name is like the lawyer Angela on TikTok.
We like her.
Anyway, so I want to give her props, and then I want to give props again to Panda for having our back. Everything, this is totally on brand for Team Cobra. Nothing is real and everyone smokes. And we've said from the very beginning that Kris Jenner is manipulating the media to tell this story. And later in the show, we're going to talk about the Kardashians again, because you rightly pointed out that, or you are going to rightly point out, because
I mean,
I know
can point it out many times.
What's coming out, or what's coming in the future. I can read your mind. All of the narrative about this divorce is through the lens of Kris Jenner, really Kim Kardashian, but that's just Kris Jenner. Because
right.
Kim Kardashian is not manipulating the media. Her mother is and has been from the beginning of time, evidenced by Kris Jenner standing behind a video directing her daughter sexy photo shoot going, mm-hmm. you know, like, you're such a good girl. Good girl, Kim. Good girl.
Oh,
like, she's just... She's the one pulling the strings. Mm-hmm. But again, all we're hearing is her, which I think is fascinating. And we'll talk about this later. But I think there's got to be another reason we're not hearing from Kanye at all.
Yeah. I mean, literally, absolutely nothing coming out of Kanye's camp. Anything. Now, can I just throw... it's not a caveat. I just want to point out to people, because this is my message about the news around the separation, is to pay close attention, because I can hear people saying, oh, yeah, no, but there are articles, there's headlines about Kanye. There's tons of headlines about how Kanye's doing. Okay, none of those are from Kanye's camp.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm saying is pay attention. Kanye has not said word one publicly mm-hmm. about this at all.
Yeah, which tells me that there's likely a reason for that.
Exactly.
And the reason, if I were to take a guess, is that he doesn't, there's some sort of something leverage against Kanye West that the Kardashians are leveraging. Mm-hmm.
There's
right?
some leverage like, that they're
because
leveraging.
Kanye West is not one to keep his mouth shut when he feels like something's wrong. The other thing is, and I can't remember because my brain sometimes is addled and I have too many things going on and I forget where I put them. But there's another reason I need to go back. And by the time we get to this next segment in the next hour about the Kardashians, I'll probably have retrieved it from the dustbin of my brain. But there is something somewhere lodged in my brain that explains why Kanye West is so quiet. And it has to do with the fact that very likely their relationship was like this. None of this is new.
Right.
Like none of this is a new development.
Right. Like they've been living separately for quite some time.
Yeah.
I think we've all said this at one point or another, a fly on the wall at Kardashian headquarters to know, because there's got to be a certain amount of, I don't want to say fear, but there are people that have been close in the Kardashian circle who no doubt have dirt on them. And I would say Kanye's got to be one of them, mm-hmm. right? Because he was real close in on the circle. And so they've got to be in some strange damage control kind of state right now. I mean, no doubt there are non-disclosure agreements and there was probably some sort of contract that would prevent Kanye from disclosing anything. And certainly they've got an ironclad prenup, but there's always probably a modicum of fear on the part of the Kardashian Jenners about secrets getting out about who they are and what they do, because there is some shady business.
I don't even think it's probably, I don't know. Here's what I think is that money is a powerful drug, and it is not difficult to buy off people, mm-hmm. such to buy their silence. And I don't mean like you go, I need you to keep my secret. So here is a stack of money. You must keep quiet. And then it's like in the dark and the shadows. It's just like, oh, I'm not going to double cross my meal ticket.
Right.
You know?
But I think if we've learned anything over the past 5 years, or the last 2 or 3 years even, is that that can become a house of cards when you've got a lot of people who know a lot of things. That can be a house of cards.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot of very powerful people go down as a result of the house of cards tipping and toppling. I don't know. I've got, I'm all ears on this one, as we both are. And we want you to be all ears on it, which is why we're telling you all the conspiracy theories as we learn them. And we'll talk about Kim and Kanye and the big divorce a little bit later in the show. But when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert on My Talk 107.1.